Amen. Amen. And I want to say to you, those of you who don't have the context, I want you to know this, that I say it and I'm going to keep saying it. God is going to raise up some millionaires in this church because God has confirmed to me that this is the year of increase. I want you to know that your life can change the moment you walk out these doors. And I want you to understand that it's not about money. It's not what it's about. It's about God's purpose for his kingdom here on earth. The Bible declares that when God saved us, he transferred us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Now, I want to say this to you, that many of us may think we know what kingdom living is like, but I don't think that we've really touched the surface of what kingdom life is all about. Kingdom life, amen, is a life of humility. It is a life shaped by the Word of God through the Holy Spirit, whereby we understand truly what the will of God is. I wish I had somebody. I want to say that to somebody here today that you got to know that not everybody's happy about your kingdom life. People will attack your past, but they don't understand your present. We live in a world where when we make it to the top, not everybody's going to be happy for you. As a matter of fact, you'll find out in this message today that it's possible that the past can show up in your present. There'll be plenty of haters, leechers, deceivers, and others who just can't stand you because of what God did for you. Do I have anybody? I want to say this to you that, you know, you don't just make enemies. Amen. People just hate just because they want to hate. Because it's in the nature of man to hate. So, what we find in our message today is that here's a young man of promise. He was the promised son. He's fulfilled the promise. God fulfills the promise. But then Isaac, I found something very interesting this morning when I was reading through this again in verses 1 and 2. God says to Isaac, stay in difficult situations. Lord have mercy. Oh, where are all my runners at? Don't duck and hide now. I see you. Yeah, all the runners. When things get tough, when the relationship gets tough, when circumstances get tough, you ready to, I'm gone. I told you last week, all you're doing is switching positions in the same fish tank. That's all you've done. The scenery may look different over here, but you're in the same waters. And until you get out of those waters, you're in the same situation. But the thing about runners is this, if you keep running, you'll never develop. You'll never see that God can take a bad situation and turn it around for your good. Isaac was not alive when these things happened to his daddy. The very same thing that happened to his daddy is happening to him. He's put in a predicament, in a situation where, watch this, where he has accumulated wealth. Amen. He's become rich. It's in the Bible. He became richer, and then he became what? Wealthy. And I told you that wealthy means that it's a mindset. Wealth does not mean you have $1 million in the bank, but you got the resources available to you. Lord have mercy. And then whatever you have, you can take that and you can continue. And then it's called generational wealth. Now, for some reason, the church does not want to talk about this because it's been abused. People use the church like a genie, a good luck charm or whatever the case may be. But it's appropriate to talk about wealth. All right? Listen, we sometimes want to talk about praying and fasting, and we want to talk about all those different things, and all that's good and all that's fine and all that's great, because that's how you get to wealth. Come on, help me, somebody. When God changes your heart, and you realize that this is not yours, that you are just a steward of what he's given you. Hallelujah. Amen. Then you begin to understand that he can trust you with more. You understand what I'm saying? Well, here's the thing you need to know. You need to know that this is good ground. Right? And you need to know that whenever you sow, you will shall reap. Here's the point I'm trying to get to, that you cannot live at the top with a bottom mentality. Oh, Lord have mercy. Let me say it one more time. You can't live on the top with a bottom mentality. Okay? And you cannot keep living, amen, in such a way where you're trying God out. Let me see this work. No, it works. Amen. It may not work when you want it to work, but check this out. Whenever you sow a seed, you got to wait for harvest time. Are you with me? And here's the thing about Isaac. Isaac is at a point where his haters now, they show up in his present. Now I'm going to show you something about when this, it's all about timing. The very people that reject you will be the very people that want to support you when you get to the top. Okay? Now, this is all scripture. I ain't making this stuff up, right? Now, I don't know if you guys remember the classic game of chutes and ladders, or some of you call it snakes and ladders. But you remember, you know what the object of the game was, right? This game was very interesting, because with chutes and ladders, the object of the game is to get to the top without falling to the bottom. Amen. Are you with me? And so, what you got to watch out for, if the first person to get to the top wins. But along the way, if you drop on this spot and the person drop on yours, you go right. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody. And listen, how many of you got midway and you had to start over again? Yeah. Yeah, do it over again. You see what I'm saying? And what I'm saying about life can be that light, just like that. Just when you think you're winning. Just when you think you've gotten to the point where you start breathing a little bit, you have a little breathing space, all of a sudden you get hit and you go right back to the bottom. And you got to start right over again. But the thing about life is not a game. Hallelujah to his holy name. Some people play with their life, but life is not a game. Watch this. But you got to understand, when people show up in your from your past, amen, you got to have a good discernment. And you got to know that they're showing up in your present, amen, because they've watched you win. Are you with me? Now, Isaac was getting acclimated again with the good life. If you look at the text, if you see verse 25, that I preached that last week, didn't I? What did he say? It says, so he built an altar there. Look at verse 24. It says, the Lord appeared to him there. And the Lord said, I will bless you. Come on. And what? And multiply your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham, your daddy. So watch this. So he built an altar. I told you, how many kept up with your daily devotions this week? Amen. 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 He built a place. And can I tell you something? Whenever you decide to meet God every day, you better believe somebody else has a plan for that. But the moment you break through the cycle of starting and stopping with God, guess what? You're going to move to the next level. Satan wants you to start and stop, start and stop, start and stop, up, down, up, down. But here's the thing. You have to defy the odds. And you have to say, I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. That yes, I am going to the top. Listen, that this is my year of increase. I believe it with all my heart. I'm connected to the kingdom. And guess what? God is not going to stop blessing you. But here's the thing I learned. This scripture is special to me. This one verse that we're going to look at today is special to me because God gave me my breakthrough. You see, and then I acted upon it. And then all of a sudden, when I acted upon God's word, I started to see things change. How many want to see things change? Don't act on what you think. Act on what the word says. If God says this, do this. And you will succeed and you will get through whatever it is that you're dealing with. Are you with me? Watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. He built an altar. He called on the name of the Lord. He pitched a tent. He dug the well, right? All that stuff. Life is back to normal. But just when life get back to normal, you know what the problem is, saints? I believe that we have in life, some of you need to write this down. Some, you need to break those soul ties you have with those people from your past. You got to break those soul ties. And second of all, you have to rid yourself of any resentments, hurts, hate, whatever it may be, because it's hindering you. And until you do that, oh, you're not ready for the top. Because if you think the haters at the bottom is ratchet, and they show up in dresses and suits, this is the next level of ratchet. Okay? And I'm talking about that. And listen, and the objective is to show up shiny. Oh, they'll listen to you. Oh, they'll sympathize with you, but all the while, they have an agenda. And that agenda is to pull you down. You work too hard. Oh, come on, help me, somebody. To give it all up. And so, verse 26. Then, after he pitched, oh, another thing too. Let me say this. After you get your life together with God, look what it says, verse 26. Then. Now, y'all do know who Abimelech is, huh? Right? The same Abimelech that kicked him out. Lord have mercy. The same Abimelech that kicked his daddy out. Oh, boy. If you follow me at 9 o'clock, I'm preaching this stuff in tandem right here. Watch this. Watch this. The same person. Amen. I got 19 minutes and 20 seconds. Watch this. Same person shows up now that he's settled. Watch this. Abimelech kicked him out, reduced his wells and his wealth, and then sat back and watched him. Oh, next week you need to come back for the next part of this. Watch this. And watched him not go under, but go higher. Gosh almighty. What the devil thinks he's going to do with you, he thinks he's going to destroy you, but he can't do that. What God has ordained for your life has already been written. Nobody can mess that up. And so what I want to share with you this is, the first thing is this, what you got to understand here, top life is different than bottom life. Bottom life, you can smoke, drink, get high, do whatever you want to do. That's bottom life. Spend it all on pleasures. All right? See how long that take you. Then when you get old, you get sick, then you want to come up for prayer. But all the while you had strength in your body and you know, you were just abusing your temple. Uh-oh, it got real quiet right there. And so what I'm saying is you got to know top life living requires a mentality. And I believe the first thing is you need to know about this. Watch this. Ready? Don't be surprised who shows up. See, blocking people is just one thing. But here's the thing you need to know. When your past shows back up in your present, I need you to stop. Don't get excited, because they're not excited for you. They want something from you. But you have to pause in your emotions and say, okay, why did you wait until now? When you kicked me out and thought I was going to lose, come on and help me, somebody. I made it. When you abandoned me, I made it. When you lied on me, I made it. When stuff came against me, I still made it. But now you show up when I'm leveling up. Now what you want? Remember last week, a couple weeks back, I said, tell them to keep your name? Uh-huh. But look, they're so bold. They will show up, but they scared, because watch this. The text says, not only did he bring his advisor, but he brought the captain of his army. So what you don't realize, really, people are afraid of you. You are a threat to people when you're at the top. Watch this. Because God has positioned you there, they're not going to tell you they're afraid of you, but their actions will show that they're afraid of you. Are you following me? But don't, watch this. When you were in the valley, they didn't show up. When he was in the valley, it says he was in the valley right before this, right? Why didn't Abimelech show up then? Come on, help me. You see, we must remember people pay attention, especially when you're climbing to the top. I'm going to say it one more time. People what? They pay attention. It's crazy how they pay more attention to what you're doing rather than paying attention to what they need to be doing. Are you following me? Watch the text. Text says next, it says, he came with his advisor, Ahizadath, and Phicol, the commander of his army. Again, he shows up with these people, write this down, for intimidation. Satan cannot rob us unless we allow him. Are you with me? So the second thing is this. Don't be surprised who they show up with. Here's what Isaac remembered, I believe. It doesn't say he does, but he remembered verse 2. When God says, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to multiply you. Listen, these things I'm saying to you, you can't let it leave when you leave. You have to write it down. You have to look at it again. You have to read it. You got to recite it. You got to go back and listen to this message over and over and over again until it gets in your heart and you realize to yourself, God has made a promise to me. Watch this. They didn't know that God made a promise to him. Isaac believed it. How many believe it today? I mean, you really believe the promise. You believe so much in the promise that watch this, that when you start getting panicky, you hold on to the promise. But I'm trying to tell you, don't be surprised who these people show up with when you get to the top. They may show up with an attorney. They may show up with the mouthpiece. They may show up with the police or security guard or something. I don't know what they're going to do, but what I do know, if you don't settle the issues of your past with people, when you get to the top, they will become a problem. So what I'm saying today is if we're gonna go to the top, we have to settle those issues with the people at the bottom. Now watch this. look at verse 27. It says, Isaac said to them, I want to show you something, y'all. Why have you come to me since you what? Haters. And I'm telling you about this real quick because you need to know this. They will show up. But when they show up, do this. Not that. That right there. Some of you talk in riddles. You don't say what you really feel. You talk around it. Man, you hate me. Why are you talking to me? No, seriously, you're hating me, but now you want to make peace with me. Okay? Yet Isaac was quick. Here's the thing. Check this out now. Isaac did not say this out of anger or resentment. You know why? Because he would have taken his head off. He was open to receive, to reconcile, and to restore the relationship. I'm going to show you that next week. He didn't harbor the offense. Many of you don't realize that half of your issues has to do with forgiveness. What you don't realize is that you're walking around and you're holding the offense and you keep talking about, he could have been like, look what Abimelech done did to me. Look, and you know what? You know why I know he did not hold on to the resentment? Because right when he got kicked out, he started prospering again. Right when he went to the other well, they stuffed it up, he was prospering again. He didn't take it personal, but he told them the truth. Man, you hate me, so why are you talking to me? In other words, here's my true feelings. See, he would not have prospered had he held on. Anybody holding on a little resentment? Watch this. When we allow other people's actions to change our perception, they will be in control of your vision. Put DJ H by that. That's original. You ready? When we allow other people's actions to change our perception, they will control your what? Vision. All right. When we allow other people's actions to change our perceptions, they will control our what? Vision. You want to know why some of us are hateful? It ain't because you're hateful, it's because you're hating people. Perception. So now you're hating this person, so now you think everybody's the same. Then you lump them all in one thing, and now you're seeing life from the bad position. You're not seeing it from a biblical position. You're seeing it from a hurt position. And really what your problem is with your bad attitudes, you're hurt. Come on, say amen to Shondo somewhere. What it is? Right? You're mad. You're upset. Well, why can't you get along? Here's the thing. The reason you can't get along, because number one, you won't let go of the little stuff. But you don't understand. Listen, can I ask you a question? Is your blessing worth giving up over a person? Well, get yourself back in line there. Release it. Confront it. Deal with it. Talk about it. And then let it go. And stop blaming the devil for everything that you are actually responsible for. I'm saying, like, he comes to him not when he was down, but when he was on the top. Watch it. And some people just want to see you throw off, like get all wound up. Watch this. And all they're doing is taking pictures. Them text messages that they screenshot. I'm living in the real world. And I see this stuff happen all the time. But I want to get to the top. How many want to get to the top? You really want to do this? Well, the first thing we got to do today is release. You ready? What did I say? What was the third thing I say? All right, now, he says, since you hate me and have what? I got 6 minutes and 8 seconds. Since you hate me and have what? Sent me away from you, but when you sent me away, I still succeeded. You talk all that crazy stuff, talking about what I wasn't going to be and talking about how the Lord going to curse me and all this other stuff, but guess what? Look at me now. I'm on the top. And here you come. But see, you can't hold resentment because watch this. Isaac is talking to him not with that in mind. Okay? Not, oh, I'm showing you. No, no, no. He released it. He had no resentment. That's a great picture. But watch this. Give me the next point. The next point. This is some of you. I need to help some of you. Don't feel bad about what? And in what? Some of you, you just want to tell everybody else. You just want to tell it like it is because you're real. No, you're rude. You're a rude boy. That's what that is. You're not real. You're rude. And look, stating the facts. You know what the problem is with people who pull you down? They don't like to hear the facts. But don't use the facts to shoot. Let me tear you off. No. I'm teaching a class now on forgiveness, and this is what I said to my class on Thursday night. I said, here's what you got to do. You got to take the issue. You got to take the person. You want to come teach it? Okay. And what you got to do, see, right now, watch this. Right now, the person is right here over the issue. So you're seeing it as a whole. She ratchet. She ain't no good. He ain't about nothing. You understand what I'm saying? But what you have to do is separate the person from the issue. And then you got the IDDS, the issue. You know what IDDS means? Identify the issue. Discuss the issue. Divorce. Where my boy at? Divorce the issue. And then what? Solve the issue. That's why we got people problems. God says, listen, when you get to the top, you're going to have a line of people you're going to have to deal with. So you might as well deal with the people now in your present. Watch this. But especially those from your past. You got to release your mama or daddy. You got to release your abuser. Oh, I wish I had somebody. You have to release your offender. You have to release whatever it is, because when you get there, you don't want to have no bad attitude. That's where our bad attitudes come from, along with the flesh. So don't feel bad about stating the what? The facts. And what? And what? And speaking the truth in love. Always establish that you love the person. Man, I love you, man. Listen, I love you. And I love you so much that I'm willing to say, man, listen, here's the truth. All right, now how I deliver the truth, write this down for you gung-ho people that want to go out here and call people up after church. Okay, so here's what you got to do, boo. Ready? Tone. Timing. Okay, tension. Uh-huh, all that. Amen. And then if it ain't going nowhere, table it. And then try again. But make sure you pay attention to timing. Oftentimes we're not reconciling, and then we think it's us against the world and everybody else, and God is saying, listen, I'm trying to give you up top living. You need to know how to handle low bottom level relationships so that, guess what, when you get to the top, you know how to treat people when you get there. Because here's what happens when you get stuff. You start thinking you're all that. And so God is saying to all of us, be careful about those relationships when you get to the top. In the courtroom, you see the bailiff is there to keep peace. The fact that the judge may have upset you by ruling against you doesn't change the fact that you still have to behave respectfully in the courtroom. Here's the thing. Your feelings and your frustrations don't justify an emotional outburst. Come on, help me, somebody. You have to control yourself in the courtroom. Why? Because if you don't, the bailiff, amen, is backed by the law to put you in check for your behavior. Listen, your feelings have to adjust to the reality, ooh, Lord, of where you are. In the same way, we must adjust our feelings and emotions against the reality of God's word. His word sets the tone for how you live at the top. It has nothing to do with feelings. See, you may think, look, they attacked me, but it wasn't about you. It was about the assignment. It was about what God is calling you to do. And when God calls you to do great things, it attracts mess. Because we live in this world. But don't move or be moved by emotions. Be moved by the word of God. Give God a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It ain't as hard as you think. I think we make it hard because we refuse to let it go. How hard is it? Here's what I want you to do. Separate the person from what they did. Look at this. Here's what I want you to do. Throw away the issue. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believes in me shall not perish, but have everlasting life. While you were yet a sinner, Christ died for you. See, can you love me if you know the worst about me? Person. How can you love God who you do not see, but hate the brother that you do see?